Will you pray with me? Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, use us, Lord. The words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts might be acceptable to you. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It was about just a year ago when I finished the Academy for Spiritual Formation through the Upper Room. And this two-year process probably had more to do with changing my life and forming me spiritually than probably just about everything else I have done. And I thank Reverend Betty Fribbins for inviting me to participate in that ever since the time I got the first church. And although I didn't see how I could do it, God made a way. During this 2 years, we were invited to write about our experience, and there were many, many much more gifted writers and theologians in this group than myself. And one person who really touched me was the Reverend Gina Campbell, who is a United Methodist clergy person from the Baltimore-Washington Conference. And Gina had participated in the 9/11 response as a pastor going to New York City. And during the time at the Academy, we were talking about, I believe it was about death and thinking about Lent and the dark times that we can come into as Christians. And she wrote something that was so powerful. I'd like to begin tonight by reading her writing from that time. I live in the day of ashes. It comes with more acuteness at certain times. Committing the ashes of loved ones and beloved saints to their resting place in the embers of the charcoal fire after a summer barbecue. When I clean out the fireplace, the smell of anything burning brings the day of ashes with unfiltered power. I have smelled it here, burning ashes. I came to live in the day of ashes 2 years ago, after a day at ground zero. Looking at the black water pouring over my hands and into the sink, I realized I was washing the ashes of others off my face. The ash has grittiness to it, texture. It does not dissolve in the water. It passes like dark sand over my fingers and forms a dark ring around the sink. In horror, I stopped washing. Part of some of those who had been on me have already disappeared down the drain. What to do? I know only one person who perished here. His mother, really. But suddenly the people, the ash on my face, feel like family. Sacred. Sacred responsibility. Holy trust. What to do with the ash of those beloved relations? I sit on the edge of the bed, my face streaked from partial cleansing. Adequate language still escapes me. Lost time, stillness, ache. And then a part of me passes over into numbness. A part of me remains there. Tomorrow I will return and work again. What to do about the ash? What to do about the family? Finally, I get up and wash my face, water flushing lives over my fingers. Love interrupted, pain, so much pain. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, I remember, repent and believe the gospel. What do these words mean now that they live in my body? I try to recite the committal prayer as I turn off the water. I don't remember it at all. God speaks in the empty place. The next day bring more ashes, more people, the increase of family, the wearing of death, hate, and pain on the face. How to repent, how to believe in the gospel. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I live in the day of ashes and wait for the resurrecting power of Christ to touch the place gone numb in me. Savior, bring creation from the dust, from the pores of my skin. Make live the ashes on my face. I read this because I believe Ash Wednesday is embodied in that writing. Because we come here tonight to begin our Lenten journey yet again as Christians. We come to have the mark of the cross put on our forehead. And although, as Louis read from the gospel, that we're supposed to practice our piety in private, this mark of the ashes on our forehead, I believe, is an important thing that we do as Christians, as people of faith. Because we know, as Gina, even in the midst of her suffering, as she was helping and realized that she was in the midst of so much death and pain, she knew, in spite of that, that there is a God that holds it together. There is hope. There is belief in the gospel that brings us life, life eternal. And I think that it is so important that we do this each Lenten season, because each of us has a finite number of days, hours, minutes that we each have been given in this world. And I think that things like remembering by having this ash, this symbol of our earthly being, remind us that each of us are mortals. But within this mortal body, God has given us each a spirit. A spirit that God wants to use and wants to use to share God's love in such powerful ways. As a pastor, we come to know people that have special spirits. I have another story that I asked his parents if I could talk about this tonight, because I know it's very close to 1 year to when this happened, but they felt that it was important too. Last year, it was either the Sunday before or the Sunday after Ash Wednesday. And being the pastor in charge of the contemporary service, we decided that we would observe Ash Wednesday on Sunday morning. I believe it was around February the 20th. And we had the imposition of the ashes. And I had the honor and the privilege of putting the ashes on Jason Norris's forehead that Sunday. Now, for you who do not know Jason Norris, Jason was a freshman at Messiah College who probably less than 6 hours later was in an automobile accident and killed. And as I heard about this, I immediately thought about what we had done in that service. And it touched me in a way that I felt such a privilege to be able to have known Jason. And then as we celebrated his life and his resurrection, and during the time that continued in the next couple weeks, this church realized, even in more ways than we had noticed before, the power of this young man. And even though he was not here with us in his physical body, his spirit continued and continues to touch this congregation. I pray that each of us will really take this time of Lent to consider what gifts God has given you, what God wants to do with those gifts. It is not to be a time of mourning, but a time of really opening ourselves up to how God wants to use us in ways we maybe have not come to know as of yet. As you, most of you know, we are about to embark on the 40 Days of Purpose journey during this season of Lent. What better time for each of us to open ourselves up in small groups and during our worship services to come to understand maybe in a new way what God wants to do with us. My prayer is that each of us will be open to this journey, this 40 days and beyond, that we realize both our mortality but also our eternal spirit that God is already in this moment using to help build God's kingdom. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are very fragile human beings. We take that for granted at times, and especially young people tend to think, I think, they have much more time than they really do. But all of us lose sight of the fact that we are mortal. And although our spirits may go on, we have a finite amount of time. I pray, God, that you will speak to each of us during this Lenten journey, these 40 days, that you will help us to open up our hearts in new ways, especially as we walk with Jesus in his time and reading the stories as he headed towards the cross, that those stories too might help us to open our hearts and minds to your calling on us. All this we pray in Christ's name. Amen.